Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
No, well, not Andy tonight. It's John Moss. Once again, good evening to you, Pastor Mai. On September the 13th, when it feels as though autumn is here, welcome to Update. News from today, the weather, the traffic, business, sport. Et al. COVID, the figures for today from the government. The Emergency Advisory Group says border changes. We weren't consulted about it. Roadworks have butchered our business, says a local butcher's. After Emma Raducanu's calm in the storm of the US final, how mentally can Manx sportsmen and women improve their game? And we will be carbon neutral in 5 years, says a local investment firm. So, how do they aim to do that? And remember, of course, we've got one of our local debates happening for the general election. 8 candidates from Ramsey are meeting in the Mitre. You can hear that live on Manx Radio between 7 and 8.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
Let's have the news headlines. And Will King is with us. Will, good evening.
Faster Mai, a police officer has been injured in Ramsey after being attacked with a knife. One person has been arrested and the matter is now being investigated by CID. The number of active COVID-19 cases on the island has fallen by 10 in 24 hours. It currently stands at 219, with 7 in hospital. A butcher's in Pullrose says business is the worst it's been since work started on Pullrose Bridge. Manx local butchers opened at the end of the first coronavirus lockdown and has also since faced 2 additional lockdowns. In international news, it's being recommended that healthy 12 to 15-year-olds are offered one dose of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. All 4 of the UK's chief medical officers came to that conclusion, mainly because of how the pandemic's disrupting children's learning. It's now up to ministers to decide if they'll expand the vaccination rollout. Wiley's appeared in court charged with assault and burglary at a house in East London last month. A judge has given the rapper more time to prepare for his case and to apply for legal aid. And Emma Raducanu is up to 23rd in the tennis world rankings thanks to her memorable victory at the US Open. Those are the headlines. I'm back at 6 after Update with John Moss.
Thanks very much, Will. Yes, she hasn't played anyone in the top 10. Not her fault. They just haven't been on the other side the net to her.
Book your place at the Isle of Man e-gaming seminar, supported by Man Benham, at iomegs.online. Manx Radio weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Oh, not a great day. It was cloudy, wet, hill fog, moderate to fresh east or southeast wind, down to 14 degrees Celsius through the night. More rain tomorrow on a light to moderate southeast wind during the morning, then drier and brighter in the afternoon, up to 18 Celsius overnight, 12 degrees Celsius. Wednesday, dry, variable cloud and sunny intervals, a light wind. Sunset tonight, got to see it, 7:41. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 6:49. And low water today was at 11 just after, so high water tomorrow will be at 5:25 in the morning.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change, Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
Well, as is our wont, let's get up to date with the COVID figures. 219 active cases on the island. William King has more.
Of the 219 active cases, 7 are in hospital with none in intensive care. 47 are from travel, 56 are from known local sources, 115 are from unknown sources, and 1 is pending investigation. 23 new cases have been identified since yesterday, and 8 of these remain under investigation. In Chester Street, no vaccines have been administered so far today. 254 appointments are booked in for the next 7 days, and 10,619 shots of vaccine are in stock.
Well, the government has refused to confirm whether additional COVID-19 deaths on the Isle of Man have taken place in care homes. Following a review of all death certificates since the pandemic started, the total number of deaths relating to coronavirus now stands at 48. 3 of the deaths happened last week. The Health Minister, David Ashford, says he won't release further details as to where they happened.
Government's obviously announced publicly the situation around COVID-19 deaths in Abbotswood when they happened. So what's changed? The difference is, Abbotswood, you had quite high numbers, to be frank, Rob. So there wasn't personally identifiable information in there. If you were to have one death and it was in one particular care home, then it classes as identifiable information, which I've been advised we can't share without permission.
So there's no way at all to show how many deaths there are in care homes unless they reach a certain threshold?
Yeah, so if we if it reaches a certain threshold, then yes, but what we can't do is each time we have a death, give the individualised setting. What we split it by, which we've done previously on the death statistics, is whether it's a community death or a death in hospital.
What is that threshold? Do you have a number?
I don't. It would depend upon what the data protection team says is an appropriate threshold. But if they were single, if it was a single death at a single time, then no, it wouldn't be disclosed in that way. And if you actually go back and look at the way that we covered the deaths in Abbotswood and you go back to those early press conferences, many of which I fronted, you will actually see we announced it as the numbers crept up.
David Ashford. Now, he's standing for election in Douglas North in the House of Keys general election. The other candidates standing in the constituency are Kevin Oliphant-Smith, Ralph Peake and John Wannenberg. No consultation was undertaken with the Emergency Advisory Group about new border changes which come into force this week. That's despite the group being set up to provide advice and support to the Council of Ministers. Tessa Hawley has more.
From Thursday, unvaccinated Manx residents who travel back to the island from the common travel area will only need to fill in a landing form. Testing and isolation is being scrapped as part of so-called baby steps towards reducing current border restrictions. However, the Chief Minister has confirmed that decision wasn't discussed with the Emergency Advisory Group before it was made. The EAG was set up to provide external advice, insight and perspective to the Council of Ministers in emergency situations like a pandemic. But speaking on Friday, Howard Quayle said Comyn hadn't asked for input.
Information has been discussed with our medical advisers. We only got that information yesterday, and therefore we will be sharing all of the information with the EAG. But the information comes to ourselves first. We got it yesterday in a paper, and we've made the decision and we're going forward today.
So the EAG wasn't consulted before the decision was made?
No. No, the EAG is there to give us advice, and which we, of course, listen to and take on board. But this was evidence that we've received from our medics, etc., on how we go forward.
The Chief Minister. A local investment firm and digital corporate bank is seeking to go carbon neutral within the next 5 years. Douglas-based Capital Investment Group has already instigated a number of green initiatives, the latest being a reusable bamboo-based business card. Greg Ellison is the company's chief executive.
One of the key things is we've introduced an electric car scheme for all colleagues in the Isle of Man that they're able to join. All of the executive group directors drive electric cars now. A whole range of things we're doing in our investment business. We are defaulting clients into an ESG product, so it's very environmental and looks to invest in renewable businesses. We are working with our suppliers to make sure that they are looking to reduce their carbon footprint as much as possible. We're looking at greener energy sources for the buildings and the premises that we operate in. But one of the newest initiatives is we have a reusable business card, which is made out of bamboo, and you simply tap it on someone's mobile phone, just as you would tap to pay for goods in a shop with your bank card, and it pops up your contact details, which they can save straight into their contacts in their phone. So it goes back in your wallet and can be used as many times as you like.
I have to ask, 2025, that seems very ambitious. Is it possible? Is it doable?
It's a great question. One of the things that you first need to understand is what is your carbon footprint now? So we've had a consultant who's done all sorts of analysis, and last year was an unusual year, as you know, but the number that we came up with for 2019, a normal business year, was 573 tonnes. And we're working very hard to reduce that to zero, and we're confident that we can do it. One of the other initiatives that we are doing, for every account that is opened, either in our investment business or in our new bank, we're planting two trees, one in the Isle of Man and one in South Africa. So there's a whole range of activities we're doing, and we are confident that we'll get there by 2025.
Greg Ellison of Capital Investment Group. Well, a business that's not doing that well is a butcher who says business is the worst it's been since work started on Bullrose Bridge. Manx local butchers opened at the end of the first coronavirus lockdown. The Department of Infrastructure started work on the £3.5 million bridge project in April. It's expected to take around 12 months to complete. Apprentice butcher Robert Fair says trade has severely dipped.
Before the bridge was shut, we had our third lockdown and our second lockdown during January and in the start of March, and that affected us during them several months trying to build up business. And then only a few months after the lockdown was over, the Bullrose Bridge was shut, so business just suddenly dropped even more.
How drastically are we talking?
So usually 3 weeks we'd be getting about 30, 40 customers a day, and now I'm lucky to see maybe 5 or 10.
And why is that? You say people are just avoiding Quarter Bridge?
Yeah, so the way Quarter Bridge has been going the last few months, rush hour has been affecting us a bit more. So people coming into Bullrose and people coming out of Bullrose, and the way the fact that the bridge is shut, the only way to get into Bullrose is from using Quarter Bridge, and I think a lot of people just wouldn't want to do that because how busy it is.
Do you think people before even the closure would go through Bullrose just to avoid Quarter Bridge in general?
Yeah. So a lot of people would use Quarter Bridge to go to, let's say, go and leave in Douglas Town to Castletown to Peel, any sort of area outside of Douglas to miss Quarter Bridge. So there's a flow of traffic there gone. So that's making the Quarter Bridge even more busier.
And you said about 3 weeks ago you endured an extra dip. Is it as low now as it's ever been?
Yeah, so we are not taking in enough money, so I've had to let off a few workers to help us keep the business going. So I've got one part-timer and I've got myself in the shop.
Worrying times for Robert Fair.
Tell us your opinion on the news. Email update@manxradio.com or text 166177. Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Well, everything's a little later than normal, I think, probably because of the mist and fog in the Irish Sea. The Ben expected arrival. There it is. I can just see it. At 6 o'clock, it's going to arrive on time. Due to depart again at 8:30 and arriving at a little after midnight in Heysham. And the Mananin, it will arrive in Liverpool at 5:50, depart at 7:15, arrive back in Douglas at 10 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Let's have a look at some business now.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
Three businesses we're going to be looking at: Heathrow, Primark and Sainsbury. Heathrow has blamed the UK's ever-changing travel restrictions for delaying its COVID recovery. It's no longer ranked Europe's busiest airport. It's gone to 10th place, but passenger numbers did improve by nearly 50% last month compared to July. Primark says its UK like-for-like sales were down by as much as a quarter early in the summer. The retailer is blaming the so-called pingdemic for the slump. It says it's seen a partial recovery since isolation rules were eased. And Sainsbury's has become the latest store to announce it's giving its staff Boxing Day off this year. Rivals including Morrisons, Waitrose and Marks and Spencer are doing the same as a thank you, they say, for people's hard work during the pandemic.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
Turning our attention to Europe first and the UK. UK and European stocks closed higher. Investors continuing to weigh up with the European Central Bank's latest policy decision and inflation data. US stocks were mostly higher, with the major equity averages looking to recover some losses after five straight sessions of declines. Oil rose, supported by concerns over output in the United States because of damage from Hurricane Ida, and gold prices rose in the run-up to the release of key US economic data, including readings on inflation. The FTSE 100 up 0.56, the 250 up 0.18, the DAX was up 0.59, the Dow Jones up 0.76, and the Nasdaq was down 0.25 at 15,077.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. To comment on the update news agenda, call Manx Radio anytime on 682 631 or email update@manxradio.com.
Let's have a look at sport now.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Providing it today is Dave Moore.
Caitlin Adshead took a fifth place finish on Saturday and followed it with second position on Sunday in the World Trials Championship in Spain. The result means the teenager from the Isle of Man is third in the overall Trial 2 category, just 5 points short of second place going into next weekend's final round in Portugal. Mike Brown won the main event at the Cookstown 100 in Northern Ireland at the weekend. He topped the podium in the Superbike race ahead of Adam McLean and Michael Sweeney, with Paul Jordan riding for Isle of Man-based Prez Racing in fourth. Simcox Red Eagles are the Isle of Man Netball League's early pace setters. They topped the Premier Division following yesterday's opening round of games. There were wins too for Thompson Travel, Ballasalla Blizzards, Simcox Blue Eagles and Route 1 Connections, who beat all-male team Manx Fellas in a very close game, the final score being 34-32. Ballasalla Earthquakes top Division 1, with Ramsey Reds leading Division 2. Stock Cars and 10-year-old Macaulay Tear was in red-hot form at Onchan Raceway yesterday as he won four of the five races he competed. The youngster was victorious in the Whites and Yellows contest before dominating the Junior Reds class. In the production rods, Rhys Brown's 2021 Dagger of Honour campaign is off to a fantastic start with a hat-trick of wins. The success was shared in the bangers with Lee Jordan, Gemma Moore and Jordan Halligan-Bunce sealing valuable points for this year's Sword of State. And finally, Sean Jackson was in the 13-man England squad that beat Greece today by 5-0 in the Amputee Euros. The 20-year-old Manx footballer, who's played for Laxey Meran and St George's, will be in action again on Wednesday in Poland when they take on France in their second and final group game before the knockout stages.
Dave, thank you. And can I just tell you that Mark Cavendish is in GB, the Great British lineup for the World Championship Cycling, which will be held in Flanders, Belgium, later on this month.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Do you want the good news or the bad news? Well, I'll tell you the bad news first of all. Ballasalla, the traffic lights there for the bypass, 16th of October now, they're going. Douglas, temporary three-way lights at the Brown Bobby for service and sewer connection work until the beginning of November. Expect delays. And Kirkmichael, temporary traffic lights on the main road through the village for work on the pavements till the end of September. And there is going to be a 30 mph speed limit from the 20th of September on the Castletown to Ramsey Road. We'll give you more details of that in due course, but it's only they're not going to do it on the whole length. It's only on the particular section where work has been carried out, and it'll be indicated by signage.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with Quayside.
Manx Radio's election debate programme was in the west of the island on Friday night. Six of the seven candidates in the Glenfarba and Peel constituency took part. Healthcare, education and climate change were amongst the issues raised, as well as a topic which was said to be number one on the doorstep. Local Democracy reporter Chris Cave has more.
Pumping sewage in Peel Bay has become a big talking point in recent weeks. Many feel it should be a priority for anyone representing the area in the next House of Keys.
Geoffrey Boot, Trevor Cowan, Tim Crookall, Isle of Man Green Party candidate Leo Cussons, Ray Harmer and Kate Lord Brennan MLC were all at Peel Golf Club to give their views on the matter.
We only have to look at delivery of anything by the MUA or any infrastructure projects. They are not delivered within time, on budget, within any of our expectations, anywhere near any of our expectations.
We now absolutely need to grab this by the scruff of the neck and make sure, not only for the good of the West of the island, but for the island, as well as Laxey and Bulldrine, that it happens. It's the number one issue.
Coleman was then advised that the matter should never have been referred to in the first place, an inspector should never have been appointed, a public inquiry should never have been held, and Coleman didn't have the legal power to determine the application. Frankly, the whole situation was a complete farce.
We shouldn't be discharging raw sewage into Peel Bay. It's an issue that we all know needs addressing, and we nearly got there this time round.
Any regional strategy, we need to have, the costs need to include the extension of the outflow pipe and all year-round UV treatment. So that's why I've been calling for a full, open, transparent reappraisal of all options.
We're on track for early 2022. We just need to all now get together, not reappraise old options, but really just all focus and make this thing happen.
Independent candidate Michael Lee is also standing, however did not participate in the debate. Polling day is now just 10 days away.
The family of an 86-year-old woman with an Isle of Man bank account whose body laid unclaimed in a Cyprus morgue since January has been found. Lewis Foster has more.
Patricia Lambert died in Paphos on the 11th of January, but authorities in the country couldn't locate her next of kin. Police here, specifically Ken Corlett, a financial investigator of the Economic Crime Unit at the Isle of Man Constabulary, became involved in the case after fraudulent ATM withdrawals were made from her Isle of Man bank account shortly after her death. Fraudsters took out multiple cash withdrawals of 400 to 500 euros. An appeal for family members to come forward began in August following a report by Cyprus Mail. A follow-up report over the weekend claimed the family had since been found and were shocked to hear of her death. They had reportedly been trying to contact her over the phone for months. The appeal sparked attention online here too. Under our story on social media, Jill writes, "I saw this before. Poor woman, this is heartbreaking." In a statement to Cyprus Mail, the family said to find out she died and was lying in a morgue was a huge shock, and it is unbelievable that she could have been given a pauper's funeral and we wouldn't know about it. The family said we are grateful that she didn't die alone and one of her friends was with her. A funeral is being arranged in Cyprus later this year.
That's Lewis Foster reporting on the reaction from that family of the 86-year-old woman in Cyprus.
The Isle of Man general election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
The House of Keys general election takes place next Thursday, 10 days away. And on Manx Radio, we have been hearing from the candidates in the last few weeks. Simon Mann is standing in Ramsey. He's in opposition to the current plans for a marina in the town and is also calling for improved healthcare facilities in the north. Sean Cowper asked him why he's against the marina proposals.
It really is a proposal that's going nowhere. In reality, that beach belongs to the public. Now, since this proposal has been put into the public domain, you've got to put yourself in the place of people who live in the area. This is the equivalent now to those people of planning blight. And the reality of the situation is that property values will have dropped. If you consider trying to sell your house and suddenly this proposal has been hanging over the area for some length of time, you're not going to be able to do that without having considerable loss in the value. Now, that's not no to development in Ramsey, full stop. Ramsey needs investment. But no to this ridiculous and senseless marina proposal.
Now, on the marina, you mentioned that you're not necessarily against development per se. Would you welcome this type of project just in a different style, in a different location, perhaps?
Not necessarily the style. Because if you look at what is proposed, it's rather like saying, well, let's have a car park. Let's clear the Murrough Park, for instance, another beautiful part of Ramsey. Let's clear that and turn it into a car park for Rolls Royces and Ferraris and a parking place for the rich and wealthy. I'm not convinced that that style of marina is actually needed for Ramsey. Ramsey's the wrong location for this type of marina, but the right place for a limited and really nice top quality facility for the local pleasure craft.
Simon Mann. Also standing in Ramsey are Alex Allenson, Robert Cowell, Laurie Hooper of Liberal Vannin, Jonathan Kinraid, Luke Parker, Leonard Singer and Erica Spencer.
For more general election coverage, including candidate profiles, full interviews, videos, manifestos and more, visit the Manx Radio general election mini site at manxradio.com. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
We're now over halfway through Manx Radio's tour of the Isle of Man's constituencies. And with the 2021 general election less than a fortnight away, our live debate programmes continue tonight. From 7 o'clock, we'll be live at the Mitre Hotel to question the candidates standing for Ramsey. An audience of voters will also join us to quiz the would-be MHKs. The podcast and video of the programme will also be available afterwards. Manx Radio's live constituency debates for the House of Keys general election on air and online at manxradio.com.
Yes, you're listening to Update. Climate change protesters were thought to be behind a demonstration taking place on a motorway in England, the A22 M25. There have been violent scenes between drivers and protesters. 20 individuals from Insulate Britain linked to Extinction Rebellion were described as lying down in the road. The incident has caused delays. Traffic in the area was said to be stationary and queuing. A reminder, the Mitre tonight, 8 candidates from Ramsey between 7 and 8 will be debating. They're going for the general election on the 23rd. You can hear them live on Manx Radio. I hope you can join them then. That's Update, available on a podcast if you want to refresh your mind with what was said tonight. For myself, John Moss, a very good evening.